UN Special Rapporteur on the illegally occupied Palestine, Madame Francesca Albanese, and against UN independent experts and envoys, and against Palestinian civil society who spoke against the Israeli ongoing genocide in Gaza. Such actions not only undermine the vital work carried out by Who Stand for Truth, but also represent a direct attack on the core principles of justice, rule of law, and the human rights that underline the UN's role in maintaining international peace and security. Reprisal and harassment has also expanded to UN agencies. A major example is the Israeli ongoing attack on UNRWA, including classifying it as a terrorist organization. Complicity in this reprisal campaign includes the role of some states in aiding dismantling UNRWA as a vehicle to liquidate the Palestinian refugee cause. Apparently, standing for Palestine is a fireable offense for some companies and some news agencies. Journalists, academics got their employment terminated for merely posting about Palestine on their social media. Some celebrities got death threats for speaking out for Palestine. And many protesters waving a Palestinian flag have been harassed or arrested. We stand firmly against any form of incitement and hate speech and reprisal aimed at discrediting or threatening those brave humans. It's imperative that the international community stand united against any reprisal for those civil society and the human rights defenders who stand for justice. Thank you.
Thank you. The floor is for Iceland now.
Mr. President,